Well, good morning. Well, we are starting this series called Beyond the Zone. And if that doesn't make sense to you just yet, I think it will in just a few more moments. I was thinking about in my own life and just kind of the journey I've been through and what are some of the things that have taken me beyond the zone. And I thought of one particular thing that happened about 14 years ago, a little over 14 years ago, that took me beyond the zone. And so the backstory is this with my life. That when I went to college and started seminary after that I was somebody that I was pursuing youth ministry. That's what I wanted to be doing. I saw myself doing that for all of my ministry years, all of my life, my career. And so that's what I pursued. And so then I went and I interned at a church so that I could serve underneath a youth pastor and I could learn from somebody else and figure out, hey, how do I do this? And then I became a youth pastor and I did that for 12 years. So I was a veteran in youth ministry. And I was going along. I felt like I was very successful and doing great things and seeing great results. And I was very content with that, with my life. And I was excited to be part of that. And yet I had some people in my life that started questioning me on what I was going to do with my life, and even to the point of wanting me to become the permanent pastor of this church when I was the interim pastor of Cross Point. And I wasn't sure how I felt about that. In fact, I knew the one thing I did think about that is I thought, that's scary. Well, what I'm doing, it's not. It's rewarding and I get it and I understand it and I think I can do pretty well and I think I can keep doing it. But I'm not sure how I feel about that. So I ended up taking a month off. And as I took this month off, I just sought the heart of God. God, what is it that you want? What is it I need to be doing? What is your plan for me? What's next? And so as I did that, I have to tell you that I did not get an audible from God. I did not get a visual from God. That what I got was I got a feeling at best and feeling like, okay, I think that's what God wants me to do, is to begin to become a lead pastor leading a church. And that was scary for me. That took me to this place of fear. And I started fearing some things in that moment. That I was fearing things like, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if I have the ability to lead. And even if I did, I don't know if anybody will follow if I try to lead. What if people won't even listen to me? Or worse yet, what if I don't even feel like I have anything worth saying? I mean, all of those things, those fears of coming in and taking over and want to prevent me from moving in that direction. But yet I trusted. Okay, God, that's what you want. That's going to take me beyond the zone. But I'll do that if that's what you want. And so that happened. And so I got to start pastoring a church that had barely 100 people in it. 2 years into this whole pastoring thing, we had grown our church 50% in attendance to 150-ish people. And it was like, okay, well, what's next? And I just started praying through and just trying to seek the heart of God. What's happening? What's coming down the pipe, Lord? What is it? And that's when God began to give me this dream and this vision for that Cross Point's going to be a church of 2,500. And I was like, that's kind of hard for me to see. I'm not sure about that. And I certainly wasn't sure how I felt about me being able to be part of that. But here we are, 12 years after that dream, and here we are, we're running in the low 800s every weekend. And now I look at that and go, you know what? It feels like now it's just more of a matter of time and when. And I don't know when that's going to happen, but it certainly seems more like a real possibility and not just a dream. And that desire to be able to just impact as many people in our community as we possibly can with the love of Christ. And so when we take it, we get stretched and we go beyond our zone, there's going to be some things that are going to cause this fear in us and want to hold us back and want to keep us from doing and experiencing what God has in store for us. But we ultimately need to take that step. And we need to push past that comfort zone, getting beyond the zone into that place where God would have us be. And here's what I discovered through that process. I discovered that I'm okay with getting beyond the zone. I'm okay with leaving the comfort zone because there's a better zone out there. But it took me a while to figure it out. And so that's what we're going to be talking about over these next 6 weeks, is looking at this whole idea of beyond the zone. You know, the greatest rewards require us, they absolutely require this of us, that the greatest rewards require us to get beyond our comfort zone. That those greatest rewards that we're going to get to experience in life happen when we get beyond the zone, when we leave the comfort zone and we step outside of it. And so we have to get beyond the zone. I mean, think about it in your own life. Think about the biggest highlights of your life. Think about the biggest turning points in your life. That if you look back and you think through those, that those would be achieved more times than not when we step out beyond our comfort zone. And we get to see the transformation take place of going from it was just a dream, and now it's becoming a reality. It takes getting beyond the zone. The inside the zone is where we want to stay, though. And the reason we want to stay inside the zone is because there's some things that happen with the zone and in the zone that makes us go, I think I'm just going to stay right here. Because, see, inside the zone, things are safe. They're safe. That we feel very secure inside the zone. That our security is doing really great and we're like comfortable and we go, hey, I'm good here. Because we have this inside the comfort zone. To see, inside the zone, things are known. That we just know these things. It's like as long as we stay within the zone, and we don't look too far past the zone, we just kind of keep it all right here, we've got 20/20 vision. We can see everything clearly. We see everything perfectly. It all just fits, and it's good. We are good inside the zone. Because, see, inside the zone, things are safe. Inside the zone, things are known. And inside the zone, things are predictable. They're predictable. And we like the ability to be able to predict. We like the ability to have an understanding of what's going to be happening and what's going to happen next. The if-then scenarios. And we can do really good with those as long as we stay inside the zone. Because, see, inside the zone, we have the illusion that we're in control. It's an illusion that we're in control. And we like that sense and that feeling of being in control. And so we like staying inside the zone where we have control. But yet, even though we have this illusion of being in control, we still can have this fear of the unknown creep in. And it takes away that security, that safety feeling. It takes away the ability for us to be able to know. It takes away the predictability when we have these fears of the unknown. So how is it that we take our dreams? How is it we take these things that we begin to dream about what could be? How is it that we take those and move those into a reality with our life? How is it that we can achieve these? So we're going to be talking about this for the next 6 weeks. For the next 6 weeks, we're going to talk about beyond the zone. We're going to be looking in our Bible. We're going to be looking at six historical people of what it is in their lives and how they moved beyond the zone. How is it for them that some of them went like, oh, there's an invitation, sure, I'm going. Some of them were like, hey, here's an invitation. And it's like, well, I'm not sure. Well, here's the invitation. Here's what could happen. It's like, I don't really know. And can you prove it to me? Then we're going to look at some that were going, one in particular that's going, I don't want to go. I'm not going. And we're going to see how God took this person and God physically moved them beyond the zone where they weren't willing to go themselves. And we're going to look at beyond the zone and what it is that happens when we're willing to live our lives living beyond the zone, and how our lives can be so much more of what they are when we just get to where we say, you know what, I just want to live in that place of comfort. So we're going to be in a couple of places in our Bible today. We're going to be talking about a guy that started out, his name was Abram, and then he became Abraham. And we're going to be looking in Genesis chapter 12 is where we're going to get our start, and then we're going to get to Romans chapter 4. But in Genesis chapter 12, we get to see how God takes it. He's been kind of looking and scouring the earth and seeing, hey, who is it? I've got this thing I really want to do. But what God wanted to do, it was so big, it was so huge, that he's looking around and he's going, hey, I'm gonna identify somebody and I'm going to invite them to be part of this process. And what God wanted to do is God wanted to take and create a people group, a nation that was going to be wholly devoted to him, a nation that he would just bless. And so we see this in Genesis chapter 12, starting in verse 1. It says, the Lord has said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. So you got to leave, and then you have to go. You need to leave, and in fact, Abram, what you need to do is you need to pick up, pack up, and you need to leave. And when you leave, after you leave, then I will show you where I want you to go. But you got to be willing to pack it up and leave. And I will do what I want to do in and through you. That when I think about what we're going to be talking about for the next 6 weeks, this is going to be a great visual reminder for us. We're going to have this out all 6 weeks. Because this is going to be showing us what ends up happening in our lives and how it is that we process and how it is we think. Because, see, this zone right here, this is our comfort zone. And this is kind of front and center in our lives, and it's just kind of right there, and everything kind of centers around it. And we like our comfort zone. In fact, the comfort zone, it's even kind of easy to just kind of rest on a little bit. You kind of sit up here, and you know what? Your feet are just kind of barely off the ground. It's kind of safe. Because, you know, for you to get back down, it's just, oh, okay, right there, I can touch. Whoosh, all right, I'm okay. And it's just kind of comfortable. Got a little backrest, you can kind of stretch out. It is comfortable. This is a comfortable zone. See, and it's yellow because, see, we come here when we're cautious. When we just want to be cautious in life, we're going, hey, I just want to live in my comfort, and I'm just going to be cautious with everything and just make sure everything's going to be safe and known and predictable. And so I'm just going to kind of hang out in my comfort zone. But you see, there's two other zones. And we need to be familiar with what these other zones are and see what do we need to do with them and what do we need to do without them when it comes to these other zones. So this next zone right here, this is the growth zone. And the growth zone, in order for us to get to the growth zone, that there's usually a little bit of uncomfortableness, that there's not an easy way to get there. In fact, for me to kind of get there, I've got to kind of sort of get myself off balance a little bit, and then I can get up here. And here I am, and now I'm in the growth zone. But it's a little more intimidating to be up here. But this is the place of growth. It's why we've made it green for growth and good and go, and this is what we need to do. But you see, there's still another zone. And the other zone for us is the panic zone. It's the panic zone. And you know, when it comes to zones in our life, there's a lot of people that are colorblind. There's a lot of people that can't see green when it comes to the zones of their life. That they can see the comfort zone, and they can see the panic zone. And those are the only two zones that they end up seeing. And when they see the panic zone, it's kind of like, no, I can't go there. That's not good. I got to get away from that. And they panic. And when you get to where you're in touch with all of the feelings and all of the everything about the panic, you're like going, I gotta get back down here. Oh. Okay. And this is our comfort zone. See, this is where we are comfortable. And so we like the comfort zone. And we don't like the panic zone. And see, when we can't see the growth zone, and the only thing that we can identify is there's comfort and there's panic, we'll avoid the panic. You know, I started thinking about just my own journey of kind of where it is I feel like God's leading me and as a pastor and leading Crosspoint. This idea of being a church of 2,500, there's still some things about that that still causes some panic to set in. It's easy for me to move all the way to here. Well, when I think in terms of, but we can't fit 2,500 people on this campus on a Sunday. How are we going to make that happen? That's kind of scary. When I think in terms of, are we going to have to sell this place and relocate? That's kind of scary to me. When I think in terms of, does that mean that we're going to be a multi-site, that what we're going to do is we're going to end up getting more property and being multiple places at once, having multiple services happen simultaneously? Those things begin to cause some panic to come in. But see, we're not there yet. I don't have to start understanding exactly what that's going to be yet. And so I've got to come back down from that, but not down to the comfort zone, but down to the growth zone. And to hang out in the growth zone so that God can grow me as God's growing the church. And so we've got to get in touch with this whole growth zone. So let's go back to Genesis chapter 12. We'll pick it back up in verse 1 again. So the Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. And I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others." So see, he started with, hey, you need to pack it all up, you need to leave, and you need to go. But he told him some more. He says, but for you, I'm going to make you into a great nation. That I'm going to take you and I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you fame, and you're going to be a blessing to others. You know, the more satisfied we are, the less likely we are to leave the comfort zone. So the more satisfied we are in life, the less likely we are to leave the comfort zone. And so I think what God's doing right here is he's showing Abram some reasons to not be satisfied. Hey, I'm going to make you into a great nation. Well, I never really thought about becoming a nation before. I don't know why, Abram. Why haven't you been thinking? We always think about that. It's like, well, I never thought about becoming a great nation. I get to be famous. I'm going to be a blessing to other people. See, he's now no longer satisfied staying in the comfort zone because there's not as much satisfaction there. Verse 3, God said, "I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. And all the families on earth will be blessed through you." See, here's God coming along and sharing with them this promise of something greater. The promise of something greater. And what the promise of something greater does is it pushes us past our comfort zone. See, when we have the promise of something greater, it will push us past this place of comfort and push us into our growth zone. Verse 4. So Abram departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Lot was his nephew. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. 75. 75 years old, and he's thinking, okay, guess it's time for a new beginning. 75. And see, God's sharing all this with him, and you're going to be a great nation. But he's a 75-year-old man that has no kids. He's married, but they've never been able to have kids. okay, God, I'm not sure how you're going to do this, but okay, I'm gonna trust you. You've shown me that there's so much more to life than what I'm currently experiencing that you want me to be part of, that I'm willing to leave the comfort zone and to step into the growth zone. And so he did this. So he and his family, all of his household, and he was already somewhat wealthy, and he had some servants, and they all left, and they all packed up, and they started heading out. And as they started heading out, God showed him to go to this place of Canaan. And he goes to Canaan, he gets there, and God says, this is it. This is the land that I'm going to give you and your descendants. This is it. This is what I'm going to bless you with. This is going to be yours. And then he takes time and he worships God there. But shortly after that happens, we get to see just a few verses later, verse 10, that we get to see that at that time, a severe famine struck the land of Canaan, forcing Abram to go down to Egypt, where he lived as a foreigner. See, he had this dream. He had this dream of what could be, and God came along and shared this dream with him, and he started thinking, oh, this is going to be great. And when we think about dreams, dreams develop in one particular place. And so we need to look at this, that dreams are developed in our comfort zone. You see, that's where we begin to dream. That's where we begin to think about what could be and how things could be different, how things could be better. We do this when we're inside our comfort zone. This is where the dreams begin. That we begin to have this, that these dreams begin because we're no longer satisfied with what's happening in the comfort zone. And so dreams develop in our comfort zone. Dreams are deepened in our growth zone. That when we step out of the comfort, we step into the growth, that dreams are deepened here. We begin to see traction. We begin to start working it. We begin to see the benefits, and we begin to see the realities of what could be. That our dreams, they get deepened in our growth zone. And dreams are devoured in our panic zone. That we develop them when we're here. We're just kind of camping out. We're just kind of sitting around, and we're just kind of thinking, you know, I've been here a while. Certainly there's got to be more. What else could there be? We begin to dream. When we move up to here, they begin to deepen. But as soon as we move to the panic zone, those dreams get devoured. That we are going, they're not going to happen. It's not going to happen. What am I doing? I never should have stepped out. What was I thinking? Not that anybody here has ever done anything like that. See, we're familiar with the panic zone. We know what it's like to get to that place and just panic and bring everything to a halt. See, everyone dreams, but not everyone ventures out. Everyone dreams. Everyone begins to see something different, but not everyone's willing to venture out. And see, Abram, he ventured out. But even when he ventured out, things didn't work out so well because this famine comes along. And we get to see that for him, that this famine comes in and he's going, I can't stay here. I've got to leave. Now I've got to go down to Egypt. But yet this is the place that's going to be this land. This is where I'm supposed to be, but I can't stay here because there's no way to survive here. So now I got to leave. Because, see, there are things that end up happening. You know, when we give up on a dream, it's like letting a part of ourselves die. And it's why we hate to give up a dream. Because we go, no, that's so much what I want and what I desire. And when we move beyond the zone is when we can begin to see the dream can become a reality. Two things will be required of us in the growth zone. Two things. The first thing is repetition. That it's going to be required of us that we are going to just keep repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating to try to make this dream become a reality, to try to get it some traction, to try to get it to start moving, to get it to take, to get it to set. The other thing that's going to be required is consistency. That we're going to have to be consistent. That we're going to have to keep on, keeping on, keep on, keeping on, keep on doing it, keep on doing it the same way. Get there, and you'll finally begin to push through. I think about just a tree and an axe. And I think about that you go outside, and you see this big, huge tree, and you're like going, that tree's got to come down. And if you take that axe, and you whack at that tree 1,000 times, and you hit it 1,000 times in 1,000 different places, you're going to make it look pretty ugly. But it's not coming down. It's when you take and you keep hitting it, and you hit it 1,000 times, you keep hitting it in the same place, in the same spot, in the same way, consistently, over and over. This is what's going to cause that tree to fall. And when we're trying to get to this place where we're going to grow, we're going to clear the path so that we can begin to move forward. Repetition and consistency are things that we're going to have to keep up in the growth zone and not give up too soon. And trust that there's more to come. When we get to Romans chapter 4, this is now years later, and it's capturing the memory of Abraham. And so Romans chapter 4, starting in verse 16. So the promise is received by faith. Remember, God made this promise. Here's what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to bless you. And so he's telling us now. So the promise is received by faith, and it is given as a free gift. And we are all certain to receive it, whether or not we live according to the law of Moses, if we have faith like Abraham's. For Abraham is the father of all who believe. That he was the first to put all of this faith, all this trust in God, to say, hey, you're going to do something special? And so we can believe like him. Verse 17. This is what the scripture means when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in God, who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. That's pretty significant. That God creates new things out of nothing. That we might get to a place in our life and we're like going, nothing's happening. Nothing's working. And we might be tempted to give up. But see, what does God do? God does new things out of nothing. Verse 18. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations. For God said to him, that's how many descendants you will have. And God had told him about the stars in the sky and that his descendants will be as numerous as them. And he didn't even have a kid with his wife. But he puts his hope there. And when venturing outside your comfort zone, when you work up the courage and you venture outside beyond your comfort zone, expect difficulties. Expect it. That it really wouldn't be a growth zone if we weren't having to push through the difficulties. It would just be the next zone. But it's a growth zone because of what we have to push through. And so we need to expect difficulties. Verse 19, and Abraham's faith did not weaken, even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body was as good as dead. And so was Sarah's womb. That they had not conceived yet. They had not had a child yet. And yet there's still this promise. It's been 25 years since God said, hey, I've got a dream for you. You don't have to stay in the comfort zone. I want to take you in this growth zone. He's got to waver through this growth zone for 25 years before they have a child. When venturing outside your comfort zone, yes, expect difficulties. But there's something else. We need to face fear with faith. That we're going to face fear with faith. Not faith in ourselves, but faith in our Heavenly Father. The faith in Him of going, hey, I'm seeking what You want for my life. I'm following what it is that You desire for me. You want something bigger for me than what I've ever experienced. And so I'm supposed to move past this comfort zone. I'm moving into this growth zone. And so I've got to face fear with faith. God, I trust that You're still in control. God, I trust that You're going to see me through this. That we face fear with faith. Verse 20. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger. And in this, he brought glory to God. It's because he faced his fear with faith that he grew in his faith. Last one, when venturing outside of your comfort zone, realize what God can do. Realize what He can do. He is the creator of all. Look at this, verse 21. He was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever He promises. So we've got to venture out. And when we venture out, sure, we need to expect difficulties. We need to face our fear with faith. But we also need to realize what God can do. We need to realize what He is capable of. When I think about living beyond the zone, the one thing that I would wish for everyone here is that you would be able to see that God has a purpose for your life. That God has a plan for you. That God is inviting you to be part of something that's going to cause you to have to get beyond your comfort zone to be able to experience His best for you. When you think about that He's calling you, that He's sending you, that He's commissioning you, may that give you the courage to step beyond your comfort zone and to get into the growth zone. That you would grow in your faith, that you would grow in your trust, you'd grow in your relationship with Him, and that you would grow in this life that He has blessed you with. So as I think of venturing out, when I think about getting beyond the zone, I want to extend an invitation to you to step out past your comfort zone. And so we've got something that's coming up in July that I'm going to invite you to step beyond your comfort zone and into the growth zone. And you can find out a little bit more about that by reaching into the seat back in front of you. And there's this really tall form, the very last piece of that. If you're sitting on the front row, you can turn your head around and somebody might pass you one so that you can see what's going on. And it says Adventure Week. And we are having our Adventure Week, which is a program for our young kids. And we're going to be doing our Adventure Week July 10th through the 13th. And we're going to be doing Diary of a Dreamer is what we're going to be sharing with the kids. And we're going to be sharing with them the hope and the love of Jesus. And so what I want is I want to invite you to get beyond your comfort zone and to volunteer and to help us with this. That we're expecting 400 kids is what we're anticipating that we're going to have come and turn out to this. That's a lot of kiddos. We're going to need a lot of hands on deck to be able to help make this successful. We've got so many different ways that you could be plugged in, so many different ways that you could get involved, so many different ways that you could grow in your faith as you would step up and go, you know what, I'll step beyond my comfort zone. I will take a chance. I will see what it's like to be used by God. And you can be somebody that you can make a difference, not just in one kid's life, not just a handful of kids' life, not just even in a dozen kids' lives, but in hundreds of kids' lives. Because it's going to take all parts, all roles working all together so that we can have the kind of impact that we're going to be able to have. And so if you're willing to step beyond your comfort zone and get your feet a little further off the ground and say, you know, I'll do this. I'll try it. What do I have to lose? Would you just fill that in with what areas you go, hey, this is the area that I think I'd be interested in? And just drop that off at the Welcome Center on your way out. And they'll take that, they'll receive that, and Dave, our children's pastor, will begin to get in touch with you. But I want to invite you to get beyond your comfort zone and experience what it's like to do something that, God is using to make a difference in the lives of people. We're going to be talking about this for 5 more weeks, and so I hope you'll join us, stick with us, as we continue to look at what it's like to live beyond the zone. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for being a God that you love us, that you get involved in our lives, that you invite us to do something that gives the purpose, that allows that purpose that you have for our life, that puts feet to it, that allows us to have this faith that says, okay, there's got to be more. God, thank you for what happens inside our comfort zone that causes us to dream and to go, there's got to be more, there's got to be more. And I pray that we would move into that growth zone. God, whether that's for somebody that's just going, I'm only familiar with who you are, God, and that they would get to know you, or whether it's taking somebody who already does know you, and that they would just be willing to take further steps of their faith to become more and more of the person that you've created them to be. God, help us to live out the rest of our lives living beyond the zone. Jesus, it's in your name we pray. Amen.